This was a land investor event in Houston, Texas, where I did a challenge. Everyone in the audience actually got a Deal Machine account, pulled a list of land that was owned by somebody that was over 65 years old and also tax delinquent. And we made phone calls and 70 people in the room calling, seeing who could get somebody interested in getting an offer on their land first was going to qualify to receive a $3,000 package of the Deal Machine Pro Plus with unlimited dialer minutes. So it's 60,000 pieces of data they could export or call unlimited through the year, and it was really exciting to see who won. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. I hear a lot of feedback. People like to do land because it's a little bit easier when it comes to talking with the seller. They're less emotionally attached to it. Is that part of the reason why some of us chose land today? I'm just curious by show of hands.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give you some information on easy mode. And as an analogy, I've been playing video games since I was in high school. So with 20 years of experience, I get a new game and I like to turn it on easy. Otherwise, if it's too hard, I'm gonna give up and I'm not gonna continue playing it. But as I master it, I go on to the more advanced things. So even with all that experience, I start on easy mode. This is gonna be interactive for us rather than me just preaching to you. And we've got a prize as well that's gonna be worth $3,000 for those of you guys that participate. To enter the challenge, what we're gonna do, I think these are my slides, they look a little different.
These are your slides, just different color formatting.
Okay, got it. So basically what we're going to do, how many of you guys are a current Deal Machine customer? All right, cool. So for those of you who are not, what we're actually going to do, instead of me telling you about this stuff, we're going to actually pull a vacant list of land and owners that are over 65 and have a certain amount of road frontage, and we're going to make some calls. And the way the challenge is going to work is we're going to have about 20 minutes to do this. Is if you guys end up getting a lead, and you'll be one of the people entered to win the prize at the end of this. So if you guys are not a customer, now's the time to, do you guys want to do that?
Let's do it, man. It's a massive prize waiting. I can't believe it.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep this QR code. It should be on all of the slides. But this is what we're going to do if you guys are not a customer yet, is start the trial. And I'll walk you through. Yeah. So I started... Deal Machine 8 years ago, and what I realized was this car has been really special to me because it's allowed me to go through the dream of racing, right? So I think I'm talking with people who are new here to basically kind of see what's possible when you bet on yourself, but also some of you guys who have a lot of money that don't spend it on yourself because you're worried that maybe your employees might resent you or that I don't know, you don't deserve it. I just know a lot of people, they're not, able to commit to spending that money. So that was stuck in the slide so I could share some of that lesson and how it's been important for me. Our mission, if you guys don't know, is to give land investors the power of premium data, swish it up for you guys, specifically. We've really focused on land-specific filters over the last year or two of meeting Bhaskar and his team. So we've been around for 8 years. We've helped nearly 15,000 deals get closed in that time in all 50 states. Click. So a lot of you guys, I met one lady, there you are, and she was saying, you could use you guys for driving for dollars 5 years ago. And it's really evolved a lot since then in a way that is highly data-centric, specifically on those like premium filters that you might not be able to get elsewhere. And also, I think Bhaskar is probably saving $1,000 on skip tracing that he was doing before. So I'm really proud of being able to pass those savings on to you. In 2024, it was $19 million worth of skip tracing that we saved people in that past year. The price is one thing, but the accuracy is the most important thing because it's your labor and your marketing dollars being spent. So I'm happy to hear you say that it was just as accurate because that was basically non-negotiable for us to be able to offer something like that. So again, in this session, we're going to teach you to find those deals. And so if you guys haven't yet, scan the QR code and get the trial started because we're going to make some phone calls and see who can get in touch with a motivated seller right now. And if a room this size, we'll get to it. I promise you, somebody's going to get somebody on the phone that's going to be interested. All right, so one person that gets a motivated seller on the line will win a free year of Deal Machine Pro Plus and unlimited calling minutes, which is a $3,000 value. If you're an existing customer and you participate today, you're still allowed to participate. So make sure you guys are doing the challenge if you want to take advantage of that. And go on to the next slide. Two rules: it must be off market, not listed, and it also must be a lead. I'll validate it. So those are the two rules. And go to the next slide. Here's six simple steps. So for those of you guys who have the trial and you are on the map screen, this is what you're going to do. So you're going to search by Harris County if that's where you're at. You're going to filter by, we have got the vacant land filter. And then another one that I was just telling somebody was most of the people who sell their land, I've noticed, are older. So you can actually select a filter called contact is the owner, paired with contact is over the age of 60 or 65 would be a good one to pair that with.
This is one of the features that makes it absolutely a no-brainer. If you have LLC phone number data, I don't think there's any other platform that gives you corporate phone numbers, their owners, their contact information directly with a few clicks. And you know what we've done in the past? We've imported our corporate lists just so we can get their phone numbers from your machine. Your platform does so much, you know. It used to be a six-step process just to get the owners of the corporation, the registered agents, and that website that you go to find their, maybe their phone numbers, right? True people search and stuff. This is like a couple of clicks. So this alone is worth $99 a month to me. I mean, we use the car by this.
Thank you. I'm glad you find it useful. That's exactly what I wanted to use it for as well. So so this is the part where you actually make the calls, but we'll hear from Bhaskar actually, how do you open your calls to a landowner?
Man, we don't have any BS psychology tips or anything. We just simply, we say we want to buy, we represent builders that we sell land to. I have builders that are looking for land and I have been tasked with sourcing land for them. If you're willing to sell, we're gonna make you an offer. And if the numbers work, we're gonna get this closed very soon. That's exactly what we do. Straightforward, to the point, no BS, I'm not a buyer. I don't pretend to say I'll buy your stuff in 7 days. I like to know exactly what it is. This is where my builder's looking for. This is likely the price point he's gonna be in once they say they wanna sell it and want an offer. And I'm not gonna pay you retail because I give you convenience, and I'll guarantee, I don't use that word guarantee, but if we move forward past the option period, we're closing. Our builder is going to come find you. So, real simple, keep it to the point and transparency.
Yeah, would you be interested in receiving an offer on your land at this, maybe it doesn't have an address, but you could say the road, right? Perfect. So, we've got a limited amount of time. Now is basically the time to make some calls. We're going to have probably 15 minutes, so make the calls as fast as you can. And if you need help, just raise your hand, and I'll come help you select that filter or anything like that. But now would be the time. And there's a $3,000 grand prize for somebody who gets somebody on the phone that's a lead and wants an offer. So I'll be like quiet for the next 15 minutes unless somebody is asking for help. So if you're stuck, just raise your hand. All good? Yeah.
Yeah. She said it was already sold.
Oh, really? Dang.
But the data's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Dang, that's too bad. Yeah. Yep.
Put the numbers, do not call it.
Yes.
Those are, that's not a true BNC that hasn't been used in X amount of time, so they don't.
Well, as real estate investors, we can call the do not call list if we're only making an offer. Because that's the opposite of telemarketing. We're not selling anything. We're offering to purchase it ourselves. So DNC just means they're registered on the DNC list. But our clients, and we allow them to call the do not call list because they're not selling something. Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of case law about it's if you're not actually selling something, then it's not the definition of telemarketing.
And that's the justification of all
the if you look in the last like 5 years, there's been 9 TCPA lawsuits against investors, and only 9. It's not even that many. Everybody gets really worried about it. There's 7 of the 9 are text-based. So texting is more risky than calling. Because if you text, first of all, there's just a written trail, right? So they're submitting evidence about this happening. It's a text, so everything's written. So if they say, if they put their website in the text, and then the website has something on it about like a something for sale, like helping them select title services, taking care of their moving, anything like that, or taking a commission for a real estate transaction, that is selling something. So that's how the text ones get popped, because it's a written trail. And then even texting a website, if the website has a single page that mentions anything about selling, that's an issue. So calling, it's you're not going to accidentally tell them your website as easily. You know what I mean? And so the two that were calling was like, one was like Ryan Pineda's company, and then that was in that was in Vegas, right? So he won because it was only like making an offer on their house. And then there was another one like 4 months ago or 3 months ago in, I think, Arizona. And that was, everybody online was like, oh, you can call the DNC list now. But it's always been that way. My lawyer, and we've put it on the case law on our blog, actually, so that our customers and investors can do that. And
aren't a lot of the text cases also people who are like texting, and 30 minutes later they text again, and then like an hour later?
Correct. So if you want to avoid something, we don't, and on our dialer, we don't even let you double call the person within 5 minutes. Just because it's annoying. Yeah, you can't be like obnoxious. That'll get you into trouble. You're absolutely right about that.
Hey, this is Christian. How are you today?
Doing good, sir. Hey, I'm reaching out about your property over here off Fairview Drive. Just wanted to reach out real quick and see if you would consider an offer on this parcel. Not at the moment. Do you happen to have any other parcels of land you would consider an offer on?
How's it going? Anybody need any calls?
Oh, wow, okay. I completely understand. Well, I appreciate you for your time, sir.
No worries. Right,
you take care. What about this one? This is a lady who I spoke to, Frances. She has an acre with four houses on the property, living here. Son lives on the other ones, two vacant homes, asking $500,000. I feel like it's something worth taking a look.
Is that a motivated seller?
Motivated. She said she's open to selling $500,000 for sounds.
It's and is she on the list that you pulled?
She's on the list. Yes, she's on the list that I pulled. It was called her. It's one of these, Francis. I'm just going down the list here. It's one of these.
Well, show me.
Let's see. So Francis 936. I took a screenshot of it so I wouldn't lose it. Francis.
Okay. And she's got four properties there?
Yes, four properties, 76 years old, so.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yep.
I think that qualifies. Let's have you tell people about it and see if anyone else.
Hey, man, we love Deal Machine.
Thanks, dude. What do you like about it?
Man, just the accuracy of the data.
You guys using phone numbers?
We are. We've been using it for about a year now. It's been unbelievable. We pivoted from, what were we using before? We were using Batch, right?
Batch.
Yeah. Okay.
Much better than Batch.
Anything in particular about it? Just so I know?
What Bascar was saying, like the APNs for the zero addresses, that's another thing that's an engine. Because we mainly do land as well.
So I'm going to come up here. Hey, everybody, how we doing? Just checking in. I wanted to keep it moving for the additional speakers. I will say at the end of this, if you want to continue taking the challenge, we'll have extra time for that. But right now, go ahead and wrap up your phone call, and then we're gonna wrap up this portion of the session. We did have at least one person he actually got in touch with somebody. Would you mind coming up and telling us about how that worked? So again, it was first of all, Christian started calling his own leads and he said, can I do that? I was like, the purpose of this is to use the Deal Machine List Builder so that you can learn how to filter by age and the specific land filters that we have. I'm not sure if you got into that, but frontage, right? Road frontage, lot depth, those are brand new filters we just put for land in the last month, right? So that was the purpose. Then you built a list.
Yes, sir.
And then what else did you filter by?
I filtered age 65 and above. Land
1 acre, Conroe, Texas. Let's see, what else? I think off market and unrestricted, so no HOA.
So did you have any trouble with numbers being the wrong person, or was it mostly the right person? And I'm not trying to lead you, I would love to hear.
I made about 6-7 calls, two of them were disconnected, two or three of them correct numbers, they weren't open to hearing any offers, and then made contact with a lady named Frances, who she owned 1 acre in Conroe, Texas, 4 houses on the property, and she's open to hearing an offer. $500,000 is what she's open to selling the property for. So I feel like it's something worth looking, because there's 4 properties on the land. And
right, and I wanted it to be a verified, like, motivated seller, correct, not somebody who wanted $10 million.
Correct.
So we looked up Frances, and she had 4 properties in her portfolio listed for $680,000. That was the estimate that the app had showed. So it seems like that would qualify as somebody as a qualified lead. So congratulations.
Whoa!
I'll take note of that. I'll verify that, and we'll take any others that may have somebody by the end of this session, and then we'll draw from that and we'll announce the winner.
Amazing, man.
So yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing the work. You were speaking in Spanish, I noticed, too. And so that's another filter, is language. English, Spanish, if Spanish is something you're fluent in, you might want to specifically target owners that own land that speak Spanish. So you could do that, too. Just thought I'd mention it. Anything else land-wise that you found helpful that you wanted me to tell, other than the age, which we found to be important, and the lot frontage and depth? There's a double lot feature. Usually my house flipping crowd, they like to find houses that are run down that have 2 lots, so they can acquire it. They can maybe even just break even on the flip, but make $80,000 on the lot by splitting it off. And so that's available in Deal Machine as well. And the way to do that is the lot number field. You can look for any lot numbers that contain a comma or a hyphen. 100% of the counties We'll have it like 6,7, meaning those are 2 lots, or they'll say 6-8, which means it's 3 lots, right? So that'll find your double lot properties.
And that's really valuable, because it's a very simple replat process for it. You don't have to go through the entire entitlement process for it. You fill a form. If the legal description says lot 8,9, you fill a form out. It's a very cheap, small fee, and bam, now you have 2 lots individually platted, you can sell separately.
Yep. And for those of you who might have used DataTree is a common land data provider that I find people use before they came to Deal Machine. One of the differences is in Deal Machine, it, like 40 years ago, they didn't record all of the acreage, you know? So there's an APN, but it doesn't have any record for the acreage. They would update it once there was a transaction. So DataTree always includes the stuff without acreage. But in Deal Machine, you can use acreage is, you know, 1 acre or below. And then you can use the OR filter to say, or the acreage is unknown. So that's how you would make the Deal Machine filters match, like DataTree, for example. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we've been super happy with the data. Like, plus, I was just talking to David about, so RushMe does all the data. She does all the data processing, scrubbing, analytics. We've built a pretty badass software for us too. Like, if I get a chance, I'll demo it later. It all it does is we take data and we scrub it, and we have it show market activity, who's building, who's buying. But she's the one who pulls the data. And previously, like I said, you know, we'd have to pull the list, the contact export and the properties export, merge it together. And it was a little bit of work. Like, it was quite a bit of work, to be honest. But now they have something in the works where the contact export is going to have all the parameters all in one sheet. That's going to save us a lot of time. So you have your APNs, you have your property information, you have all the phone numbers, email addresses, all in one, saving you a lot of time. So I don't know about everybody, but it helps me out personally a lot. So thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Congratulations. Yes, I'll take your info down, and I'll talk. Anybody else come to me if you have a lead that I should verify. And again, thank you. That's everything. Yeah, so...
Thanks for listening to the Deal Machine Real Estate Investing Podcast. please leave us a review and follow along wherever you're listening to your podcast.